Derek Carr is hanging out with us. Raiders rookie quarterback at Derek Carr QB. Make sure that you follow him on Twitter. How are you, man?
I appreciate the shout out.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. We'll get you like a million followers.
Very nice.
That's what we do.
Doing good. How you guys doing?
How's your right eye there, man? It looks a little shiny,
dude.
Yeah, I got a little black eye.
Michael
from the,
Bennett,
from the face mask, but. I'm just glad we got the penalty.
Yeah.
Man, he got you good, didn't he?
He got me good. He did.
Twisted and turned. How'd that feel?
It's the worst one I've had, so not too good.
Yeah? Man. So far, just a broad question. Assess where you're at so far this season.
Man, I'm getting better. From where I was to where I'm at now, I'm light years ahead. Obviously, this game is based on wins, so... I could care less about how I'm doing. I just want to win games, to be completely honest. If we were 8-0 right now and, I was slowly just getting better, I'd be so happy because we're winning. That's all I care about is us winning. And but for me, it's going good. Coach Olson and Coach Flip have, helped me progress so much along the way. They've taught me so much about the game. So, I'm just going to continue to listen to them and grow. And, I think that they're doing a great job. I just got to keep listening to them.
Let me ask you overall about the offense. So few trips inside the red zone and just not enough points. 15 touchdowns, 8 field goals total. Mm. It seems like you're moving the ball well till you get near the 20 and then something happens and you can't get in the 20. When you're in the 20, you're scoring at a good clip. So talk about what's happening when the field gets more congested and you're just not – able to finish off drives with points.
There's so much that goes into it, especially 8 games into it. There's so many scenarios that go into it, whether it's a turnover, whether it's an assignment here, assignment there. There's so many things. It's just it's going to take our offense together growing and continuing to be in our playbook, continuing to iron out the little details. That way we can, we move the ball well. Then when we get to that point, we can move it some more. And then when we get in the red zone, we're pretty good in the red zone. So, we always feel like we have a good plan in the red zone. We just got to get in there more. That's what we're working on. We got to get in there more. And a lot of it has to do with third downs. We got to be better on third down. In that little area there, third downs, we're off the field. Those are long field goals or punts, and we're trying to stay on the field as much as we can. So, we're working on those things. That way we can get in there more and get more points.
So many people, we were talking about actually this as far as Colin Kaepernick's concerned. He's just a few years ahead of you. He's still a young guy too, but he's got all the physical traits in the world. And I think what we do too much is we focus on how strong your arm is and how quick your release is and how hard and how far and all these kind of things. But talk about the mental side of when you're coming up to the line and what you have to assess and what things teams are doing. And now you got the Super Bowl champs and it's loud and they're moving and they're doing things. Yeah. And maybe they're bringing everybody, but they pull out. How difficult is the mental side of this game?
Oh, man. I don't want to say it's, one of the hardest things ever, but it is. The job of being a professional quarterback, as I've learned, is one of the hardest things to do in all of sports. As soon as you break the huddle, there's already things going through your head about your own play, let alone, the three-sentence play that you just, rattled off in the huddle. And then you have to walk up, know the front, you have to know the coverage, you got to know what the defense is doing. And in all of that, you have to know the whole defense's responsibilities and their coverage.
You're reading it.
Oh, yeah.
So when you turn around.
I'm checking everything out, from fronts to depths to hips to, are they inside, are they outside? And then if they are, I got to know, based on that, I need to know everyone's leverage. I need to know everyone's responsibility on the defense, not let alone the offense. I need to know everyone's responsibility so I know if I look off, I know that this route will be open based on what they're doing. There's just – I could go on, for a long time about it. There is just endless
And everybody
things.
has to be reading the same thing. So your receivers, everything, and you're trying to get a rapport with them, they got to be reading what you're reading.
Yeah.
That's what you're assuming.
Absolutely. It's just one of those things, man. That's what this job is, and we all got to be on the same page. Being able to see the coverages the same way, that way we can hit, big plays and all those kind of things down the field.
You mentioned the word leverage, and I want to ask you, I'm going to go through some of your mistakes that you made and just tell me what you've learned from it. You mentioned leverage. The pass against San Diego at the end of the game where you took the shot against Verrett.
Oh, yeah.
Now, to me, that was not a good shot to take because he did have leverage. He was the guy on top against Butler.
Right.
We're throwing the ball in that area. He's the one behind.
Right.
So the coaching point there and what you learned there.
Well, that one there, they told me to do it, throw it.
They told you to take a shot.
Because
even though he's on top of Butler. There.
After we watched it, they love my aggressiveness. We're trying to win a football game. And, it was cover. It was quarters. He was the one guy that I had a shot of throwing that play to, or that ball to, if you check out the play on the film on that. And, you know, it's one-on-one, you know, so I'm giving him a chance to go make a play, you know. So when I say, you know, leverage and all those things, I'm talking about, you know, is the guy inside of Bryce cover one or outside of Bryce cover one? You know, that's going to tell me what the backside safety is doing. That's going to tell me if there's going to be a lurker in the middle, or is he blitzing if he's inside. You know, there's so much like those things. But when it's cover four like that versus that type of play, you know, giving him a shot, just trying to make a play there.
There's several plays I want to ask you, but since we're talking leverage inside and out, the interception you threw to Richard Sherman's side,
yeah.
As I looked at that, he had inside leverage on Andre
yep.
Holmes. Andre released outside.
Yep.
You threw a back shoulder. Now, did you want him to break that off and run a slant in, or what was the miscommunication between you and the receiver?
It started before the snap. It was even before the snap. You know, I thought that we had made a call, and we didn't. I gave Andre a hand signal, which would change his route, and then
to a back shoulder?
No, just it was something totally different. Yeah, without getting too much into you know, our hand signals.
You may
and
have
those
to
things.
Play Seattle in the Super Bowl, so we don't want them knowing.
And you know, so when they brought the certain blitz, and we actually didn't have the call, I honestly was just trying to get the ball out of my hand, or else we would have been it would have been a sack. And or it would have been a free hit for Earl Thomas. And so it just happened to end up in Richard Sherman's hands.
So you were just throwing it away, essentially?
Essentially. I was just trying to throw it in that area.
Oh, wow.
And if he looked, he was going to make the play. If not, you know, I already knew from the beginning I messed the call up, and I needed to make a better call before the snap. And so that's what it was. It wasn't Andre's fault at all.
Yeah. Speaking of the free hitter, I want to ask you about a play in Cleveland, which was intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders, you're up against the goal line like on your own 10. You went empty set.
Oh, yeah.
And they show you a double-A gap blitz.
Yes.
Now, St. Paul Kruger, who's going to come, he's going to be a free hitter. You know that.
Yes.
And I think you're looking for Michael Rivera, and his route gets a little different than what you anticipate.
Yeah.
And you're looking his way, and you hold the ball one beat, two beat, and boom, 99's on you.
Absolutely. So what happened was is they showed their double-A gap pressure. I made a check. Not everybody got the check, you know, and it's just one of those things. I went to throw it. It wasn't there. And by that time, that's how quick the NFL works. By that time, it's a split second, but it's already a bad play.
Yeah. So many – and when Carson Palmer was here, there were a lot of option routes where the young receivers just read the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And Carson looked like, well, where's he throwing it to the safety like that? Now, with you, you're at the mercy of everybody seeing the game the way you see it. Mm. And we saw you, I think, was it last week or the week before when Demo flattened out a route and you wanted them to go more vertical. And we could see it that you said, go vertical, don't flatten that. So when they come back to you, when you're young, they've been in the league a little bit, are you the kind of guy that gets on them and yells at them and run the play, see what I'm seeing, get the check, don't miss the check, or do you kind of more do it in a more casual manner?
I think at that moment right there, we're at a spot where we just needed to play, and it's kind of at that point where, you know, versus that coverage, yeah, we would have liked him to stay, you know, a little bit higher. But at the same time, you know, that's I take it on my shoulders early in the week not to go over that again. You know, I'm always going to put it back on me. How can I make it easier? How can I make it better? And so that's not his fault. I'm going to go back and help him the best way that I can. So I get frustrated right there because it's not exactly the way that maybe we wanted it. But then after that, I'll just talk to him. Hey, you know, I come to like we came to the sideline. Hey, you know, if the safety's playing like that, just keep it a little higher. I'll hit you, and you can go do your dance in the end zone. You know.
But isn't that a part of the process? Because what's interesting about you is I was watching you over in London. You're the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. I mean, the reporters get around you. There's like 50 reporters around you. You're thanking them. Just so you know, you don't have to thank them, okay? We're pieces of garbage. You don't have to. I mean, well, we're not, but those
guys raised the weight right.
But I mean, no, but what's interesting
keep
about you, and
us.
I think what's interesting is, though, it looks like you're being more assertive. I don't think you're calling guys out. I think what you're doing is you're getting to the point where you're comfortable in this offense, and you're saying, look, we got to start executing. We're going to win football games. I mean, is that kind of are you progressing that way?
Oh, yeah. I just want to make sure I know my job first before I start getting on guys. You know, I can't say, hey, you need to do this when I just totally blew assignment, which is going to happen. Obviously, I'm a rookie, but so it's a fine line. But at the same time, as the quarterback, as the leader, you have to do those things. And so, you know, I'm not a guy that's going to go and cuss someone out. That's not me. I'm never going to do that. But I will be demanding. And I tell them, too. I told KT the other day, you know, he did something on a route, and I said, hey, this, this, and this. And I said, I want you to do the same thing to me. If I miss a throw, get on me. Be demanding of me. That way we can push each other and demand of each other. That way we can get this thing going in the right direction.
Ken Burrell-Tompkins, KT.
Yes.
Since you mentioned him, I want to play I want to ask you about. It was in Cleveland, and you had James Jones isolated against Justin Gilbert down the sideline, I think, on a go route.
Yes.
And it was there, and you took a shot.
Yes.
But then in your same line of sight, as you're looking to your backside to the left, Ken Brell does come on a shallow cross, and he's wide open there. Now, you took the shot, and that's worth, because it was there, and you're going up against a rookie. You're trying to get that matchup.
Exactly.
Do you think, looking back on it, you hold it a beat longer, hit Tompkins underneath, or did you make the right call going to James Jones?
It goes back to, you know, all week, you know, obviously with, you know, the people they have on that side of the football, you know, Joe Hayden and those guys. We knew versus certain matchups, we knew who we wanted to go at versus man coverage. That was one of the matchups that we liked. And so if I hold it a beat longer, the ball will be late to James, or I'm going to get hit, just like we talked about.
Yeah.
It's one split second away of, oh, it's not there, bam, I'm hit. You know, so going back to that, we can all turn it back on. And just like we did, we sat there in quarterback room like, man, I even said it, man, I wish I threw that. You know, he's wide open. But in the heat of things, we're going against a matchup we talked about all week. We're taking the throw.
It's your first read.
And that's
and
the first
there,
one.
Right, just go, right?
Exactly. So that's one of those. It's like when you run, you know, a fullback dive, or you fake the fullback dive and throw the pitch out. Every time you do it, you're like, oh, we wish we did the other one. You know, that one would have been good.
Yeah, that didn't work.
You know, yeah, exactly. So
I've seen the fullback dive. Can I see the pitch off of it now? Fullback dive hasn't worked twice.
We'll get it.
You're going to keep trying the fullback dive?
It'll work.
What are the biggest things from the minute you got drafted to right now, and maybe what you thought the NFL was going to be and what it actually is? What are the biggest things you're learning?
One of the biggest things I've learned is, you know, I had a big brother, obviously, who told me a lot. So I knew coming into it how tight the windows are. But now that I'm in it, these windows are unbelievably tight. You know, if a guy... When a guy is open in college, if someone is that open in the NFL, someone's getting fired.
Right.
You know, like
it's a blown coverage.
It's a blown coverage. It really is. Like, I turned the film on. I remember when I first got here and I'm watching Schaub throw some of these balls. I'm like, dude, how do you make that? Like, what are you doing? And so, you know, it just is a total different level.
Like what open is?
What open is. You know, a guy can be absolutely covered. There's one route that really sticks out in my mind. Joe Hayden and James are going against each other. Joe Hayden is completely walling off James. I can't even see James. And I throw the ball anyway. James breaks and gets the catch. And it looks like, oh, routine catch. But you really think about it, the dude's not open. But that's just the NFL. Those guys are so good on that side of the ball that the windows are literally, you know, fingertip length. You know, I watched, you know, I'm watching Tom Brady roll out and throw a ball against the Broncos. The guy's hand literally nicks the ball. But it's a completion. No one says anything. You know, oh, good completion. You know, it's ridiculous.
And the guys that are playing at that level, Brady and the guy we're going to see Sunday, it's ball placement. Mm-hmm. It is just amazing where they place the ball.
Oh, yeah.
How do you get better at that? Is that just playing and feeling the windows and working out? I mean, how does someone get to that level where the caliber of the throws they're executing just blow you away with their ball placement?
They've been doing it a long time.
Is that just keep playing?
They've been doing a long time. Just keep playing and learning what throws you can make. Because you see a lot of interceptions in the NFL where you're like, why did that guy throw that? Well, you know, the ball may have missed by a foot and hit the safety in the face, but, you know, that's kind of where he had to throw it, you know. And the guy happens just not to make the play that time, you know. So this league is so close. You know, that's one thing I've learned, too, is, you know, we're 0-8, but how many games have we been so close in? And, you know, where you think back in college, close games happen maybe once or twice a year.
Right.
You know, but every game in the NFL, you got a shot to win. And so I'm learning those things. But, you know, like I said, I'm just going to keep going out there and just throwing the ball around. You know, having confidence. I'll never lack confidence. So I'm going to try those things and try those throws and learn what we can and can't do.
Isn't it also like getting in the offseason? You hear all these quarterbacks now, and the rules are so different now. You can't be around the team of getting all these receivers together and just getting out on a field and just boom, 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 boom. Oh, you see all these quarterbacks doing that now.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's so much to be said about timing. There's so much to be said about, you know, I've learned, too, in the NFL that you throw the ball way before people break. You know, you have to. You're literally throwing to spots sometimes. So you see guys maybe miss wildly, and you're like, why did he miss that? Well, the guy had to throw it that early. You know, this rush is so crazy in this league that you literally have to throw it that early. Sometimes it looks phenomenal. Sometimes you're like, oh, man, what's he doing? but it literally, that's just how this league goes.
How often do you talk to David?
Oh, pretty much daily. You know, I can.
After every game, before every game. Does he help you prepare for games?
No, not really. I mean, if he ever has something to say, because he's played against somebody a whole bunch, he'll always text me a couple things. Just, you know, hey, I remember this, this, and this, you know, or hey, me and Eli used to do this, this, and this, you know, because all he's doing is just trying to help. But to be completely honest, he doesn't really do that. You know, he's done it before, but he doesn't really do that. You know, he just kind of stays away and just lets me do it myself.
Has he been here for a game yet?
He says, you know, he always says that, hey, I'm there and I'll be in the black hole. So, you know, if anyone can find him, you know,
I'm going down to the black hole before a kickoff, so maybe I'll pull him out.
Take a look. Hey, man, congratulations on so far. I know you want to get a win. I know you want to get this thing going, but you're playing great. We love having you by. Thanks for stopping.
Appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you.
Sure, honestly,
you got it, man.
Thanks.
Great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.